Welcome to American Mosaic. From VOA Learning English, I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear new music from Cher Lloyd. We also tell about an unusual but popular monument in Washington, D.C. But first, we go to the movies to check out a family-friendly film that includes exciting action, but no violence.
These are my best friends. We were normal kids.
A couple of seconds ago, our phones went crazy. Whoa! You see
that? Hollywood movies targeted to families and children have gotten darker and more violent compared to those from the 1980s. A new family movie called Earth to Echo is trying to recapture that earlier style of action film. But it still includes modern touches. Katie Weaver explains.
The movie Earth to Echo has action, excitement, tension, and even a space alien. But it is also notable for what is missing. Violence.
You'll never see much fighting, hand-to-hand combat. There aren't tank trucks, there aren't like guns or whatnot.
That is actor Ella Wahlstedt, who plays Emma in the film. Emma and her friends discover a strange telephone message. It is followed by a life-changing experience as they learn who sent the message and why. Director Dave Green says he wanted to make a movie like the ones he grew up watching.
I was making the movie for myself and the kid in me. So hopefully we've made a movie that appeals to a 31-year-old just as it would to a 12 or 13-year-old or anyone in the family.
There are very few movies these days that do that, says Wahlstedt.
I think it's a lost genre. You know, you see a lot of 80s movies and it's constantly compared to E.T. And it's similar in the sense that there's an alien, but at the same time, it has a bit of an edge just because of all the modern technology that's incorporated in it.
Earth to Echo includes social media. The story is told through the experiences of characters like Tuck. Actor Brian Astro Bradley plays Tuck, who experiences events through a video camera.
It's very today, you know, it's very today. Like, you had family movies that were either animated or, you know, it's not very relatable in real life, but this is relatable. Everybody films, you got Instagram, Vine, and technology is very relevant in the movies.
Dave Green says there is a reason why family-friendly movies are considered a lost field.
There has been a shift in tone in recent years to present movies as darker.
Adam Feinsilver saw Earth to Echo with his children in Los Angeles, California. He says there is a market for gentler movies the whole family can enjoy.
The market's there. I think that the kids are there. If you have a kid that likes a movie, you're going to find a million other kids that like the same movie. I think the problem that producers have is they're trying to bring something to the studios that the studios will greenlight, and the studios don't necessarily want to go with what kids are going to like. They're going to go with what's done well over the last few years.
Mr. Feinsilver says families don't necessarily want movies that are darker. He says they want good writing and a good story.
I want to go.
Whatever it is, we'll find out.
This is where the map says to go. There's
something in there. Washington, D.C. is famous for monuments that honor presidents, like the Lincoln Memorial, or soldiers, like the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. But a recent competition found a lesser-known memorial to be even more popular. This monument is not on the National Mall like so many others. This monument stands in front of a fire station downtown. It is a sculpture of a partnership, a dog and a firefighter.
You know, it's a pretty great honor to be the top monument in D.C. It's quite cool. There's no other words to describe it. It's pretty cool.
That is Austin Weichel, the creator of the National Fire Dog Sculpture. He is a 25-year-old artist from the western town of Loveland, Colorado. Mr. Weichel says he became an artist because he has dyslexia, a reading disorder.
I have a very severe form of it, actually. You read a little bit slower. Some numbers and words jump around. You may look at it correctly in your mind, but if you speak it or try to write it again, it will be jumbled.
Mr. Weichel says making art was easy compared to his struggle with reading. He found he had a special skill in shaping clay. He got very good at sculpting clay in high school. Mr. Weichel also worked at a bronze foundry. Foundries are factories where metal is shaped. Very hot fires melt the metal in large containers. Then it is poured into shapes or molds. Mr. Weichel began turning his own small clay statues into bronze at the foundry. But he also has another interest. Mr. Weichel is a volunteer firefighter.
I always was attracted to the fire department. I lived in Chicago right next to a fire department. I always remember going over there, meeting all the guys and everything, jumping on their truck, and always aspiring to be a firefighter one day.
When he was 19, Mr. Weichel's Colorado Fire Department asked him to combine his two careers. Officials wanted him to make a statue to honor firefighters.
I mean, they said, hey, we're doing a new museum and we'd like you to do a piece of artwork for us. And they said life-size, and I almost lost it there.
Mr. Weichel's first life-size statue is a fireman reaching out to a child. It is called Follow Your Dream. Later, another firefighter suggested that Mr. Weichel make a sculpture to honor firefighters and their fire dogs. The sculpture, Ashes to Answers, was the result. The bronze representation is of a firefighter and a dog trained to smell possible causes of a fire. Dogs like Holly. The friendly Labrador Retriever is an arson dog. She helps investigator Mike Manzo search through the remains of suspicious fires. The two seek evidence of substances used to start fires.
She trusts me at fire scenes to search areas that most people probably wouldn't even go into to search. They're a very useful tool to get through a fire scene fairly quick, where a person with a mechanical detector in place of a canine nose would take hours, where we can go in say, 30, 40 minutes and search about a 3,000-square-foot home.
Mr. Manzo says Ashes to Answers shows the teamwork a man and his dog need to have to find answers to an arson crime.
The canine is looking up at the firefighter's eyes, and they're bond, even at a fire scene. The dog's looking for the handler to see what do we do next.
Bronze can exist for thousands of years, so Austin Weichel hopes his sculpture will be seen by many people. He says the sculpture shows his love for art and for the strong relationship between arson investigators and their dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Late is the second studio album from British singer Cher Lloyd. Anna Mateo has more on Lloyd and her new record.
Lonely, lonely, so you think that you know me. You're the only one who knows who I am. I decided tonight that I'm breaking all the chains on my throne of perfection. Could it be that easy?
Simon from Cher Lloyd's album, Sorry I'm Late. The British singer-rapper released the record in late last month. Lloyd's fans are called brats because she says she has always been a little bratty. A brat is a self-centered person who misbehaves. It is a term most often used for children.
Make a wish, girl. You deserve it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Baby, I send the chick your way. Wish that I never did. Freaking perfect and 5'10". Just wanna punch your lip.
Cher Lloyd is just 20 years old. She has already shared a stage with pop superstar Taylor Swift. She said she was very nervous during that performance. Lloyd also opened some shows for singer Demi Lovato. Cher Lloyd said it was a great experience to perform for thousands and thousands of people every night. We leave you with Cher Lloyd singing Sirens from her album, Sorry I'm Late.
I carry the weight of you in my heavy heart. And the wind is so icy, I am numb. I carry the weight of you heading back to stars.
June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Follow the sun down now.